Registered dietitian Maria Dalzot posted on Facebook about how she has been having more clients reach out because of an increase in negative thoughts around food or a relapse in their eating disorder. So she joins me on the KGMI Newsline now to talk more about what she has been seeing. Thank you so much for your time, Maria.
Of course. Thank you for having me to talk about such an important subject matter for a lot of people right now.
Absolutely. So for starters, tell us about the increase that you have seen in people reaching out to you about this.
Yeah, 2020, it's still going on. It feels that way somewhat for a lot of people, but 2020 was challenging for many, many reasons for a lot of people. And so those who are vulnerable to eating disorders or disordered eating tend to be the kinds of people who need a lot of structure and routine in their daily life in order to feel calm. And this pandemic essentially took away a lot of that structure in routine. And so what happens is that people are looking to something else to feel some sense of control. And diet and exercise is an easy choice. People are suddenly using food as a way to exercise control in a situation that feels so unstable. So what is challenging, though, is that it becomes such a focus, and it soon becomes a habit that spirals out of control. And so I have received an increase of phone calls and Zoom sessions speaking with people who have noticed odd mannerisms or behaviors that are out of the norm and peaks in anxiety around food and body image.
You had mentioned that people are reaching out with eating disorders or disordered eating. What is the difference?
That's a great question, Tessa. So an eating disorder is classified as examples of eating disorders are anorexia, binge eating, bulimia. These might be behaviors that people have gone to seek treatment for, and the behaviors are resurfacing because of the situation I previously mentioned. Disordered eating are behaviors that are what I describe as not normal eating behaviors, such as eating with food rules, excluding things from your diet when there's no medical necessity, feeling stressed or anxious or preoccupied with food, feeling guilt or shame around eating, ignoring hunger and fullness cues, and being very inflexible and rigid with your eating pattern. So a lot of the times people with disordered eating behaviors feel that their behaviors are not severe enough to seek out for help, which is problematic because there's no, like, you don't reach a certain point where you're like, okay, now I need to reach for help. Because if your disordered eating behavior turns into an eating disorder, that is a very serious thing. And so my biggest message to anybody is if you have any hesitancy, any, like I said, any feeling of a change in behavior, to please reach out for help.
If people are thinking that perhaps they do have some issues going on with food right now, but they can't afford a dietitian or they're hesitant to reach out, are there any tips that you have for somebody who is in that position?
Yeah. And oftentimes if people feel like, oh, there is something, I feel like something's different or something's going on or something doesn't feel quite right. And oftentimes oftentimes what people think that is an eating problem is actually an emotional problem. And so oftentimes we have emotions that have no interpretation. And, you know, oftentimes people eat to feel better, to push down feelings. And so to make good choices in life, we have to know how we feel, because knowing how you feel helps you cope. So if my first suggestion would be to see if you're getting your emotional needs met in appropriate ways. And sometimes this is food, but food sometimes isn't the only solution. Sometimes it's, hey, I'm feeling stressed, I'm feeling overwhelmed, and it's manifesting in this way or that way. Hey, I need someone to talk to. But I would really kind of parse that out of, I feel like I'm having food problems, but let me see if my emotional needs are being addressed.
I think that's great advice. Right now, too, Maria, there's, you know, a lot being talked about of gaining the pandemic 15 or people having put on weight with the pandemic. Is that cause for concern for people if they have put on some excessive weight with the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. This is a big subject and something that I honestly, it frustrates me because the diet culture out there kind of preys on our vulnerabilities at this time. And so what I mean by that is there's, you know, certain products and diets out there to make us think that it gives us illusion of safety and control when we have very little control over what's happening right now. And so in some ways it can feel safe and comfortable and reassuring to latch on to this idea that, oh, this is wrong that I'm putting on weight, and it, people can feel a lot of shame and guilt. But we need to step back and realize, like, we are going through a global pandemic, not to mention a really stressful election. There's a lot happening right now. And what people need to do rather than body shame or feel this inner fat phobia if they have put on some weight is to recognize, hey, we've all been through a lot and I'm doing what I can to manage right now. Another problem that I see with that is that people are spending more time online, and so we're spending more time comparing ourselves with others. And so if you feel like these negative messages are making you feel bad about yourself, if you're feeling feelings of body shame or any type of guilt, my suggestion would be to kind of clean up your Instagram feed or your Facebook feed into some more body positive talk or anything that's triggering to not let that be kind of in your face all the time, because it is out there.
If people want to work with you or get in touch with you, as you mentioned, you are a dietitian. How can they go about doing that?
Thank you for asking. People can go. The easiest thing to do is to go to my website, which is MariaDelzott.RD. The RD stands for Registered Dietitian. And maybe a lot of your questions can be answered there, but you can also contact me through my website. And you can also sign up for a free discovery or a clarity call with me if you are hesitant and not sure, will working with a dietitian like myself help you feel better, not only physically but mentally as well.
Maria Dalza, a registered dietitian, talking with me about how we are seeing an increase right now of people who are struggling with eating disorders or disordered eating with all the stress around the pandemic. Thank you again so much for your time, Maria.
Thank you, Tessa. It's a pleasure.